Yeah, positive all round day. And it was a difficult day for hurling. I know we might have gone on a bit too much about it in the commentary, but there was a swirling wind all over the place. And it was only when you went down on the field after the match to realise that 21 rides from Laois and 15 from Wexford. So that'll give you an indication. But yeah, I thought the young lads, Billy and Tom, commentary and Jerry, we thought the young lads put up their hands well. Conal Flood, Gavin Bailey, of course, has been there before. But by and large, yeah, they did well, you know, and I think Davey's reasonably pleased after the game. There was obviously, it's 6 months since we hurled, so obviously there's a little bit of rust there as well. But I think they can be pleased. The league is a little bit, I suppose, disjointed this year because no quarterfinals, no semifinals. So sure. Basically, you're playing to try and find new blood and avoid relegation. And I think Wexford, by winning that, you know, and Antrim causing a surprise today, will really make it a hot game next week when we meet Clare down there. But 13 different scores. Okay, there was two late goals from Conor Hearn, who did well today. He's a good runner, fit athlete. I suppose that put that loss on the end. We scored 2-7, I think, in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah. You know, Rory O'Connor looked fit when he got the ball, hungry. And then we had the first card then as well, the first sin-bin card and the first penalty. So it was good, Aidan. Yeah, it was great to get live action. We were fortunate, as I said throughout the commentary, to be able to be at it and watch it live, you know.
But we have brought you in to just take a look over the senior hurling draw. I guess the big one is, of course, your own club, Clubon. They're in with the defending champions, Shamaliers, Crossabeg, Ballymurn and St Anne's. So which matchups do you think are standing out to you there?
That's the one group at 4A, and there's 13 teams in the championship this year. Two teams will be relegated, so it will make it very interesting. Clubon, Crossabeg, Ballymurn promoted, St Anne's. That'll be a very tight group. Shamaliers will be interesting to see, can they hit the ground running where they finished last year. But it is tough. All the groups are tough. Shamaliers obviously would be favourites to come out of that group. You look at Owlett, the Ballochfyte, Harris and Ratnure. Nothing soft there, Aidan. Mm-hmm. Navan or Apparees, Feathered. Again, nothing soft there. Feathered or no mugs.
No, definitely.
And
not.
They can't be taken
Mikey
lightly.
Dwyer scoring 2 goals today, like, mm-hmm. You know, so.
Glenbarntown, St Martins and Ferns, St Aidan's. Like, it's a cracking groups. When you look at it, and only 3 games, Aidan. So the pressure's on to win your first game, really. That's where the pressure will come on.
One that draws my eye is St Martins and Glenbarntown. So obviously Martins looking for a bit of revenge there after last year too.
Yeah, and Tom Dempsey was saying today they didn't want Martins. Thomas with Glenbarntown, his son, hurls with them, of course, Ger. They're all interesting, Aidan, because the problem being, okay, they'll have the leagues to prepare this year for the championship, and the championship won't be played. It depends on Wexford. If Wexford go out of the championship, stay in the championship. So we're not sure of the date. So a lot of water will flow under the bridge before these games are actually played. But yeah, there's a lot of mouth-watering clashes there. The fact that there's only 3 games, Aidan, will make it very interesting. And the fact that there's 2 teams going to be relegated will put a lot of pressure on some teams there.
Just taking a look now at the Ferns Intermediate Hurling Championship there. You've got the likes of Buncloddy to Moncamras, Oigate, Glenbryan. That looks like a very strong group. Who do you think is the favourite to come out of there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The Courtyard Ferns Intermediate Hurling Championship, Ballygarrett and Tom Dempsey or Ross Donoghue, who is part of the Wexford panel. Who did you get in the draw? And he said, we got Ballygarrett neighbour. So that'll be a battle between the two of them and Gusseron. You'd never know in Intermediate, Aidan, whether some team like Buffers Alley probably will be favourites to come out. They know they have to improve a little bit. St James, decent enough last year. They won't be too far back. And Buncloddy, young Liam Kelly was injured in the vital match. I think Buncloddy, they have a lot of good young players. I think Buncloddy could be the team that everybody will have to beat in that.
Moving on now to the Senior Football Championship. The defending champion Starlights are in with the 2 Saints, Anne's and James's. Castletown and Kilnearan have been drawn together again. They'll be in Group D alongside Halfway House Buncloddy. Shamaliers, Feathered and Gusseron, plenty of big names there too. And the Group A here is St Martins, Horswood, Glenbarntown. So Martins and Barntown drawn again, and Sarsfield and Wexford Town in that Group A as well. So plenty of big clashes too.
Look, football is a bit more open than the hurling, I suppose, although people will tell you now that the hurling has become open, which is a good thing. Starlights, it depends on how they do in the hurling. All we should say, Aidan, that the hurling will be played out to a final, and then the football will be played out to a final. So we're going to have mixed seasons, which I think we saw last year improve the quality and the standard of both hurling and football, and I think that should continue this year. Starlights, you know, they're not going to give up without a fight. St Martins are quite capable of beating anybody. They've Colin Murphy with them, with Dahi Waters and Kieran Ling this year. Again, they're a side that are capable. Horswood improved as the year went on. Glenbarntown, depends on how they do in the hurling. But then I wonder, has the hurling the same effect because it's going to be finished? So Lynn Barrentown, you could pick about seven or eight teams there, Aidan, that would have a chance. Castletown will be smarting after losing last year. I'm not sure how they're going to be fixed with Jonathan Beelan because he's gone to Belgium. So it would be vital for them that he would be back. But it's interesting, Aidan. And as I said, St. James were good for three games last year and then, you know, they faltered a little bit. So the beauty of the football is it really is wide open. It can be really wide open.
And just finally, taking a look at the Amber Springs and Ashtown Park Intermediate Football Championship in Group A here, we've got the likes of Rathcarroch Cushionstown, St Mary's of Rosslare and Banobally Missy. Duffy Rovers in with Gorey and Tamun Camrus. And across the beg, Ballymurrin, they should have Paddy Foley with them this year. Ballyhogue and Glyn Barrentown are in their group. So similar to the senior football, pretty wide open too.
Ferns were beaten in the final last year. They actually could have won the game. They were beaten by St Anne's, but they could have actually won it.
Yeah.
They hit a penalty against the post that the keeper from St Anne's made a great save at the end. Navina definitely won't be far off. If they turn their attention to football, they could beat anyone. The same as Ferns could beat anyone. Ferns did miss just a couple of forwards last year. So it is wide open. Ballyhogue, I think, they have a lot of youngsters, a mixture of youngsters. I think Cross the Beg, Ballymurrin, depending on how they do in the hurling. I think Ferns and Cross the Beg, Ballymurrin and Navina. Probably, I think Duffy Rovers might be a bit soon for Duffy Rovers. They have a lot of young players. They're making progress. But I think Navina, Ferns, across Beg, Ballymurrin, the big guns, Lynn Barrentown, yeah, it'll be their second string team, so it'll be difficult. Yeah, it's interesting, Aidan. You know, the draw, at least the draws have been made. We now know it's going to be the same as last year. We saw the excitement last year. There is a feeling that there's going to be supporters able to attend the game. Jeremy Hall Martin talked to us at half time today that they're hoping that when the Leinster Championship come around, maybe Leinster semi final, Leinster final in July, that there will be spectators allowed at the game. But as I suggested to him, who's going to be the one to pick the three?
Yeah.
The spectators out of the 3,000 or 4,000 that might be allowed, that'll pose a headache for somebody.
Plenty of lads getting their vans and standing on top of it like we saw last year. So.
Yeah, but it'll pose an issue for who is entitled to go to the games if that happens. But it'll be nice to have a bit of noise around the around the ground. At least in today's game in Chadwick's Wexford Park, the full squad were allowed to be there, so there was a little bit more noise, and so it'll be interesting.